It's 30 of June. Friends, I just cannot find words to describe how grateful I am to you for your help. The money necessary for buying the plates for my body armor was collected not even in a couple of weeks, but in a couple of days. You have done a miracle. Thank you. And thanks to the Austrian manufacturer of protective equipment, Folkwart. These guys, having learned that I'm a soldier of the Ukrainian army, gave me a significant discount on the products, thanks to which I was able to buy plates even lighter and better than I planned. They have already been sent and soon my daughter will receive them. Since I started the episode with bulletproof vests, I will continue with them. Now it is a very popular product in Ukraine. You can't just buy a good new bulletproof vest, only order at the factory and wait 30 or 40 days until your turn comes. Bulletproof vests are worn by hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians, the military personnel, rescuers, members of evacuation teams that take people out of dangerous areas, journalists, doctors, volunteers. Ukrainians have become a nation of armor. It seems that the whole country already understands which plates are better, which ones are worse, which armor can stop a bullet from Kalashnikov, and which one can cope even with a machine gun. Many decorate their vests with ribbons, badges, and talismans. It seems to me that it wouldn't be a big exaggeration to compare the attitude of Ukrainians to body armor with the attitude of Americans or Europeans to a mobile phone. Everyone has it, everyone knows how to use it, everyone adjusts it for themselves and carries it with them always and everywhere. As in the world of phones, in the world of body armor, there are more and less prestigious manufacturers and models. There are cheap copies and outright fakes. Well, like a mobile phone, bulletproof vest has become a good gift, good and expensive, which is given to dear and most beloved people. Not so long ago, we were at the wedding of two service persons. A very nice couple. The groom is a professional military man, a martial arts specialist. The bride is a young woman who had never been in the army before the war, but went to defend her homeland after the start of the Russian invasion. She told us about the history of her relationship with her fiancé, how she hesitated when accepting an offer to marry, about how they went to serve together, and, among other things, showed us a gift that she received from her fiancé, a lightweight, small, bulletproof vest, much more comfortable than the standard army one. I would not be surprised if this gift became the main argument in favor of marriage, the thing which stopped all the hesitations. I want to end today's episode with a little announcement. My Ukrainian friends asked me to become one of the hosts of Look Up, an English language YouTube channel dedicated to the Russian-Ukrainian war. And of course, I agreed. So now you can not only listen to me, but also watch me. Find Lookup channel, subscribe and watch videos coming out there. The first one has already been published.